It's time for Sports Talk.
Ty McBride here with Eric James, and we are trying to discuss civilly, maybe not so much, but we're trying to figure out who is the greatest basketball team of all time. I personally think it's the 15-16 73 win Warriors. Keep in mind, I'm not a Warriors fan, but I respect it.
Look here, man. Look here.
Who you got, Eric?
Look here, man. I gotta go with the 1985 Showtime Lakers, man. Look, Magic Johnson, you talking about Kirk Rambis, you talking about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with the skyhook. Look, there's no way, and that's just some of the players in there, there's no way the Warriors are going to come up against the Showtime Lakers in the Forum, and talking about defeating them. Not happening. Not today, tomorrow, no time soon, ever.
So I think if it was a one game, like just one game, that would be 50-50. But a seven-game series, Golden State's taking it.
Man, the Lakers, are you serious? The Showtime Lakers. There's a reason why they call them the Showtime Lakers. Look, the five was deep. The bench was deep. It didn't matter who you put in the game. You had guys out there. Look, James Worthy. You got guys out there who was putting in, knocking you out in the paint, who's popping threes. Magic with his vision was a phenom. You just didn't know where the ball was going with Magic, man. You think it's going to the right. It's not going to the left. Or he's driving it in himself. Then you're talking about Mr. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar himself, Mr. Skyhook, who no one could ever defend. There's no player in history actually defend the Skyhook.
So I'll give you that. But if you think about it, the 15-16 Warriors are the modern day Showtime.
No way. You can't even put them in the same level as their guys.
How can't you?
Legends. No way.
Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, never missing a shot.
I'll tell you what, I give you, they're good, but they're not great. So with that being said, that's a mouthful. They're not great. They're not built like those guys were. The mindset was different. You're talking about legendary players who played you to the very end, exhaustion, sweat, the whole shebang. They proved that time and time again. You couldn't even put the Warriors against the Boston Celtics. I wouldn't even go that route with you on that because that was a whole different level within itself. Everybody's mindset was different.
You gotta think about it though. It was different, and the game has modernized. Now it's all about speed and the three, which has been proven more effective than that slow little skyhook every single time.
They get down the court. There's no matter. Listen, it's about controlling the tempo of the game. That's what made Showtime Lakers amazing because the fact they know how to control the tempo of the game. You're talking about Magic Johnson at driving the ball down the lane. He's seeing exactly the defense line.
Clay would stop
slicing
him
and dicing you. You couldn't do nothing with Magic. That's why they call him Magic. It's a reason for that.
Yeah, but Magic or Splash. Baskets aren't based off of Magic. Baskets are based off of splashes.
If he can't control the tempo of the game, you're going to lose the game. I'm trying to tell you. The Showtime Lakers were that type of team and knew how to control the tempo of the other game, and that's what made them one of the greatest of all times.
Time out